The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. I thought self-driving cars were still years in the future, but it turns out you may already have one. More after this from Charlie. Charlie Miller and Chris Valasek are hackers, but they are what are called ethical hackers, who break into computers to reveal the kind of security loopholes that could give access to the unethical hackers. And they wanted to show what can happen when car manufacturers get careless about computer security.
If you attack my computer and you steal my photos or something, it's sort of a bummer. But if you can attack my car and make the brakes not work, it's a whole other ballgame. And you know, that's really scary.
So they got Andy Greenberg, a reporter for Wired.com, to drive an ordinary 2014 Jeep Cherokee on a St. Louis expressway while they sat on a sofa 10 miles away and hacked the controls.
Do it. Kill the engine.
So we're killing the engine right now.
I stomped on the gas, but the Jeep slowed to a crawl. I turned on my hazard lights, but I was still stuck in the right lane with no shoulder to escape onto.
It turns out that the onboard entertainment system, which is designed to let you surf internet radio stations, can also download malicious commands, and the car's computer just assumes they're coming from you. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts told CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleave, it's time to do something.
We should put the safety measures in place before we have the catastrophic vehicle accidents that force us to put the safety measures in place.
Chrysler says it has now issued a patch for its Uconnect entertainment system, which is installed on about 471,000 cars and trucks. It's actually kind of funny because I can remember the days when car radios only received signals from broadcast towers, and the only way they could drive you into a ditch was if the guy on the air said something hilarious. How far we've come. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.